Hi, afternoon. This is Renee from Opinion Research conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate? Are you a registered voter?
Yeah, I am in Florida. Yeah, but I'm just getting on a plane.
Oh, okay.
Just had to fly at the airport.
You care to take a quick survey, sir? It won't take more than 5 minutes.
All right. What do you got?
Okay, are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
Yes, I am.
Would you say, what's your current official party voter registration on file in the country elections office? Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely or never?
I just registered down here a few months ago, so I haven't had a chance to vote.
So most of the time, most of the time or some of the time?
Yeah.
Or
I vote most of the time.
Most of the time. Do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Yep.
Is he a favorable, unfavorable, neutral opinion, or you don't recognize the name? What would we put?
Favorable? Favorable. Yeah.
Favorable? Do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
Keith Gross, no.
Yes. So would he be favorable, unfavorable, don't recognize the name, or neutral, or no opinion?
No, don't recognize the name.
Okay. Do you recognize the name Ron DeSantis?
Yeah. Governor, yeah,
would
I like him.
Would he be favorable, unfavorable?
Yeah, favorable.
Favorable? Well, do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
Rick Scott. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Would he be favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or don't recognize the name?
I don't know. Probably favorable. He's
favorable?
A South Carolina senator, I think, yeah.
If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross or Rick Scott?
Oh, I don't know enough about I don't know enough about the Senate. Like I said, I just registered to vote down here.
Okay. Would you vote for Keith Gross, Rick Scott, or you're undecided?
Undecided, yeah.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator? Approve or disapprove?
I guess he's okay. Yeah.
So you approve?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Approve or disapprove? We're not sure.
I would approve it, but I'm not sure if they did anything about it. Yeah, to approve it, but nobody does anything about it.
Okay, so you do approve?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security? Approve or disapprove? We're not sure.
I don't know what he did, so I'm not sure.
Not sure, okay.
Yeah.
During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as a chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate, despite favorable political contributions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and poor economical Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races for most through they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote? Most likely, less?
No, it wouldn't have any effect. Okay.
No effect? Okay, thank you. Finally, I'm going to ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross or Rick Scott? Or undecided?
I don't know anything about undecided. I don't know much about the other guy.
What is your age, sir? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Over 65. Which of the following best describes your race ethnicality? White Caucasian, black African American?
White Caucasian.
White Caucasian? Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Male. Yeah, male.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye.
Thank you, sir.